The Chassid, Reb Zelig Slonim, heard the following episode from Shazar, former president of Israel. Shazar came to the Rebbe on Yechidus. As Shazar was speaking to the Rebbe, he noticed that the Rebbe had a bad cough. He told the Rebbe he knows a professor in Manhattan who can help the Rebbe with medicine. And if the Rebbe doesn't have time, he can arrange the doctor to come to the Rebbe's office. The Rebbe responded, "When meine Chassidim wollen aufhören trachten, was they da finished, will ich aufhören husten. When my Chassidim will stop thinking what they should not, then I will stop coughing." The Gemara in Ksubis asks, why did Hashem make a person's fingers with a narrow tip like a nail? The Gemara answers, so that if they hear something improper, they should put their fingers into their ear. The Gemara continues to ask, why did Hashem make the entire ear hard and the earlobe soft? The Gemara explains, so if one hears something inappropriate, they should squeeze their lobe into the ear. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us, a person should make his ear like a funnel to take in the words of Torah. Anything a person hears has an everlasting effect on their neshama. Reb Hillel Paracher asked the Mittel Rebbe whether he should chaver chassidus in such places where the people are very simple and have no concept what chassidus is all about. The Mittel Rebbe answered, words of chassidus are heard by the neshama, and when the neshama hears these holy words, it drips into the part of the neshama which gives life to the body and brings the chizuk into the va'asei toiv of the ramach mitzvah saseh and into the sur meira of the chasah mitzvah loisaseh. When the Tzemach Tzedek was 3 years old, he would play in the Alter Rebbe's room. It happened once that Chassidim entered the Alter Rebbe's room to hear Chazara of the Maimer al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed. The 3-year-old Tzemach Tzedek also pushed himself between those listening. Upon seeing this, the Chassid Reb Isaac Hamler bent down to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, "Reb Mendele." The Alter Rebbe turned to Reb Isaac and said, "Leave him alone. He hears. One day you will know that he hears." And he continued saying the Maimer. Many years later, when the Tzemach Tzadik accepted the Nesius, it was Erev Shavuos Tavkuf Tzadik, he began by saying the same exact Maimer that he had heard when he was 3 years old. Reb Isaac, who was present, said, "He's showing a kuntz." Immediately, the Tzemach Tzadik got up and said, "What should I do? The Zayde came to me and commanded me to say this Maimer." The Medrash tells us that when Hashem gave the Torah, there was no one deaf or blind or any other Bali Mumin Rahman al-Islam, because they were all healed. The Rebbe said, from this Medrash we learn that we must come to Matan Torah with all our limbs complete, without any blemishes. One must know where they stand, and if there is a pgam, it should be addressed, whether it means to fix the sense of seeing, or the sense of hearing, and so on. The Rebbe Rashab once complained that he doesn't hear from one ear. When they searched for the cause of the problem, they realized that on Shabbos, when he was saying Chassidus, people were schmoozing in the next room, and this disturbed him from saying the Maimer. So he removed his sense of hearing from the ear that was in the direction of that room. It's known that the tzaddik, Reb Moshe Mordechai of Lelov, would constantly listen to tapes of the Rebbe's Fabrengens, and he would tell others to do the same, saying that it brings one to Yiras Shamayim. May we be zeicher to hear the Shofar Shel Mashiach now. Hatzlacha Rabba. Next week's Dvar Torah will, Yirtzeh Hashem, be updated Monday, Beis Sivan.